when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone plays for me.
Welcome to you to Phil Call Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee and the Gonzaga University Glee Club from Spokane, Washington.
Big invasion from the Northwest tonight, folks.
And now I'd like to present a prominent alumnus of Gonzaga University and Philco's little Easter bunny, Uncle Wiggily Crosby.
If I'd have known you were going to introduce me as the Easter bunny tonight, Ken, I'd have worn my big ears.
The ones you've got on will do.
Well, probably, and I guess this little cottontail of my shirt hanging out heightens the illusion.
Oh, that's cute.
Ken, don't tell me you remember the Uncle Wiggily stories.
Uncle Wiggily stories? Oh, I should say I do. Every night I sit beside my son's bed and tell one of Uncle Wiggily's adventures.
Really? How old is the little fella now?
23.
He's 23 and you still tell him Uncle Wiggily stories?
Well, that's just to get him rolling. He comes up with some stories that are pips.
Well, I guess so. We really have to depend more or less on the young folks nowadays, Ken. Captain Billy's whiz-bang is out of print, you know.
Bing, are you going to buy your kids some Easter rabbits this year?
Oh, I don't have to, Ken. I bought them a pair of bunnies last year, you know.
Oh, that's right. How many you got running around the place now?
Kids?
No, rabbits.
Oh, rabbits. Oh, the same two we had last year, Ken.
Only two?
Uh-huh. The cutest little pair of old maids you ever saw.
That'll be a polka dot Easter egg.
Hi, fella.
Well, look who's here, Peggy Lee. Hey, you really are coming on tonight. You're really decked out. You giving us a preview of your new Easter gown?
Well, no, Bing, but this dress is the very latest thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was flown over from Paris.
Flown over, huh? Is the rest of it coming by boat?
No, Bing, that's all there is. There isn't any more.
Oh, poor dear, you must be cold. Ken, wrap your coat around Peg's shoulders.
Well, I'll be glad to.
Well, take it off first.
Where's your coat, Bing?
Out in the parking lot.
On your car?
No, just in the parking space. I didn't bring my car today.
Oh, did you walk down, Bing?
No, I hopped. Ken says I'm a rabbit. I got a friend. Now, delightful as this dialogue may seem to us, I think that Peggy and I should hop into a song, and perhaps the Rhythmaires would care to hop along with us.
And if Cassidy's here, he can hop along, too.
Oh, come now, Peg. This isn't television. In honor of the Easter Bunny, Mr. Trotter conducts the orchestra this evening with a bright orange carrot. Our selection is Irving Berlin's Easter Parade.
Easter bonnet with all those frills upon it,
I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be on the clover,
and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade.
On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us,
and you'll find that you're in the rosa gravior. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet,
and of the girl you're taking
to the Easter
Fifth Avenue.
La, 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 la. The photographers are gonna snap us.
You'll find that you're in the rosa gravior.
Oh, I write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet
and of the girl you're taking
to the Easter parade.
Delightful, Bing. Peg and Kid.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Say, Bing, Major League Baseball starts next week.
Right.
You going to play with the Pittsburgh Pirates this year?
Well, I trained with the Pirates, Ken, but I didn't get to make the trip east.
Why, I understood you were going to play with the Pirates.
All packed to go, Ken, but at the last moment, a crushing blow.
What happened?
They traded me to Pismo Beach.
But Pismo Beach doesn't have a ball team.
I know, that's what crushed me. They traded me for a bushel of clams.
Well, even if you can't play with the Pirates, Bing, you can listen to Rosie Rosewell's broadcasts on your Philco Portable.
It's my only consolation. I'll pack my Philco Portable up to Pismo Beach, and the rest of the clams and I will listen.
That Philco Portable will pick up every sound of the ballpark and lay it right in your lap, Bing.
Oh, good, Ben. So let's pitch our listeners a fast one along those lines while I retire to a corner and conjure up a hex calculated to bring chaos and confusion to the camps of the Cubs, Cincinnati, and other National League contenders.
Okay, Bing, here it comes right down the middle. Folks, if you can't be there when the umpire hollers, batter up. Take yourself out to the ball game with Philco's sensational plastic portable radio. This Philco 602 gives you plenty more performance than you ever got before in its handy, lightweight cabinet. Take it anywhere, the beach, the lakes, the mountains. It gets you the ball games, the big shows, and all the best bands in the land. Remember, the Philco 602 plays on its own long-life battery or on AC or DC house current. And it's a plenty stylish traveling companion in a colorful streamlined plastic cabinet that's an eye-catcher for sure. Take your pick of four smart colors, ivory, tan, maroon, or blue-green. Get set for outdoor listening now. Ask your Philco dealer for the new 602 Portable from the world's largest radio and television manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
Bluebirds have a way of winging into the lyrics of popular songs. Here's one that winged its way into the title. They tell me at Decca, it's winging right along.
Let the raindrops fall, la 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 la. I don't mind at all, la 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 la. When I get your call, la 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 la. There's a bluebird singing in my heart. Let the clouds hang low over the trees. Let the winds that blow go where they please. When you're near, I hear melodies start. There's a bluebird singing in my heart. I want to dance in the street and say to people I meet, she's mine, all mine. I want to shout to the sun and say, come out to the sun, cause it's time to shine. So when things go wrong, la 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 la, I still have my song, la 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 la. Since you came along, la 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 la, there's a bluebird singing in my heart.
Let the raindrops fall, I don't mind at all.
When I get your call, la 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 la, there's a bluebird singing in my heart.
Let the clouds hang low over the trees. Let the winds that blow go where they please.
When you're near, I hear melody start. There's a bluebird singing in my heart. I want to dance in the street and say to people I meet, it's mine, all mine. I want to shout to the sun and say, come out to the sun, it's time to shine. So when things go wrong, la 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 la, I still have my song, la 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 la.
La 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 la.
Since she came along, la 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 la. There's a bluebird singing in my heart.
Thank you very much. Back in the years contemporary historians have chosen to call the Roaring Twenties, I was roaring around the campus of Gonzaga University up in Spokane, Washington. It's the late 20s, of course. As universities go, Gonzaga isn't very big, but my memories of it are large and warm. During my undergraduate days, our school always had a fine glee club. And tonight it's my pleasure to play host to the members of the current excellent group who are visiting in Hollywood. Here's the school song, Gonzaga Men, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, which has been adopted as official by all Gonzaga men. I welcome this opportunity to sing in the University Glee Club at long last.
To meet Gonzaga men is to hear Gonzaga's praise. The nights that aren't forgotten and the well-remembered days. The talk at Tony's barbershop, the laughs at Dutch and May's. And if you hear Gonzaga once, you'll hear it once again. We ought to know, for we're Gonzaga men. To say we love Gonzaga U, and hope we're worthy of the white and blue. Though we may walk the wide world over, our hearts won't go beyond the edge of old Pond or Boone Avenue. Our pride will always be our university. God save our men, are we.
Don't go away now, fellas. After waiting all this time to get in the act, I'm not going to let you get off the hook that easily. One song I really do know is You Tell Me Your Dream. I'm sure you know it too, so if Bill Frawley and Bob Cobb are listening, start rehearsing, get the Tuxedos Press and some new piano copies. We open in Wilkes-Barre Friday, I think. Ready? Tell me now.
boys.
Gee, that was really fine, boys and Bing.
Call me a boy tonight, too, will you, Peggy?
Call you a boy?
Yes.
Well, you have four already. You want another one?
Pass. As Groucho Marx used to say, if I want a boy, I'll call Western Union. Really, Peg, tonight I'm in a very collegiate mood, and with practically no persuasion, I think I could sing Down the Old Ox Road.
And with even less persuasion, I join you.
Capital. This cool. Tune really goes back. We're way back before beanies had propellers on them. This tune. John Scott, let's head down the Old Ox Road. Has some local connotation which eludes me. There's a famous thoroughfare, I've heard collegiates say. I'm not referring to Piccadilly.
He's not referring to Piccadilly.
It's not 42nd Street, it's not the Rue de la Paix, nor is it Market Street in Philly.
Nor is it Market Street in Philly, PA.
Ask most any college Romeo to complete your education, you must go down the old Ox Road. Though you'll never find out where it is by looking in maps,
with a little investigation you'll discover perhaps
that this old tradition's not a place but just a situation called the old Ox Road. The old Ox Road.
Oxford could be any romantic spot, a country highway or a moonlit yacht.
It could be in the parlor where the lights are burning low.
It could be in the movies in the very last row, down the old Ox Road. In the magic of the moonlight, you are thrilled with delight.
As the leaves that flutter o'er you whisper, love her tonight.
Why keep waiting and debating when you know it's time for mating on the old Ox Road? The old Ox Road.
Thank you, Peggy.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Peggy. Singing that song again really reminds me of my college days.
What about your college night?
Oh, those two, especially. Oh, how I remember the yearning I had for a college education. But things were rough. I never thought I'd be able to go to college. They were tough, bitter years, and I struggled and fought and worked as hard as I could to make it. Finally, after 8 years, I got out of high school. That summer, my father took me aside and talked to me man to man.
Harry, my boy.
Yes, Dad.
In the fall, you'll be going to college. What school would you like to attend?
Well, Dad, I'd like to go to Sarah Lawrence.
Why, you can't go to Sarah Lawrence, son. That's for girls.
Well, I'm for girls.
Out!
And so it was, come September, I found myself at Gonzaga, where I got a liberal education. Sociology, geology, calculus, literature, philosophy, physics, Latin, and there were girls in Spokane. It's a beautiful old town, and on warm evenings, we strolled its streets while the old folks sat on the porches, rocking to and fro.
Ah, daughter, these warm spring nights are sure beautiful here in Spokane. And I do love to sit here on the front porch, rocking back and forth.
Oh, look, Father, here come some college boys down the street.
College boys? Daughter, get inside the house.
But, Father, these are Gonzaga men.
Then take your mother with you.
Oh, look, Father. Harry Crosby is with him.
Take Grandma inside.
Evening, Miss Peggy. Come on out from under the porch now. I want you to see me in my raccoon coat.
Oh, it's beautiful, Harry. But isn't it a little big on you?
Yeah, a little. It used to belong to my brother Everett.
Oh, how is Everett?
He's done right well. He's wearing a mink coat now.
Mink?
Yes.
Well, jeepers, how did he make enough money to buy a mink?
He sold me this raccoon coat. Of course, girls weren't the only things that interested me in my college days. I was quite the athlete, too. I went in for all sorts of sports. In fact, I must admit, however immodestly, that I was regarded as quite a star in certain fields of athletics.
Crosby?
Yes, Coach?
Now, the whole school is pinning its hopes on you this afternoon. Have you got your helmet?
Right here, Coach.
Shoulder pads?
Wearing them, Coach.
What about your shin guards?
I'll have them on in a jiffy, Coach, and then I'm going out there and fight like I never fought before.
That's a spirit, Crosby. Get in there and fight, boy.
Don't worry, Coach. This is one Charleston contest I'll win. Lest you get the notion I was nothing but a frivolous fop, an incipient Arthur Murray, in school, let me assure you that I was also an eager and alert scholar, ever anxious to improve my mind. I attended my classes faithfully and was also of great help to my instructors.
And so, students of zoology, too, this morning you have studied and viewed at first hand the peculiar habits of the migratory or the hopping flea in its natural habitat. Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, Mr. Crosby, for the use of your raccoon coat.
Ah, yes, those were the golden days. And the nights weren't bad either. In the springtime, when the air was balmy and the moon was full, many's the night I'd spend with a charming young lady canoeing on the lake.
Gee, Bing, did they have canoes in those days?
Oh, in those days, Peg, we got our canoes direct from the Indians.
Ugh, me chief big canoe shoe.
The smiling squaw man, Spokane's honest Indian canoe dealer.
Ugh.
Chief, you's got any used canoes?
Me got them good buy, like new. White birch sidewalls, been in water only two times. Formerly belonged to old squaw who just paddled the medicine man in back. Then kick him bucket.
Sounds good. How much?
Me make him good deal. You take him canoe, me take him raccoon coat.
I'll throw in the fleas, too. Later that night, you could have found me in my canoe strumming a ukulele to a beautiful girl sitting opposite me under the moon on Spirit Lake.
Say, buddy.
What is it?
Say, why is it that all you young fellas call this here lake Spirit Lake?
Well, I'll show you, old-timer. Say, honey, how's about a kiss?
Sure, big boy.
That's a spirit. After 4 years that passed all too quickly, graduation day arrived.
Were you there?
I certainly was. And I must admit, of all the graduates on the stage, I was the outstanding one, dressed in cap and gown.
Well, didn't the other boys wear caps and gowns?
Yes, but I wore a bathing cap and a nightgown. You see, I was a night lifeguard at Hayden Lake, and I came right from work.
Harry Lillis Crosby, Jr.
Yes?
It is my pleasure to inform you that you have this day graduated from Gonzaga University.
Cum laude?
I said you have this day graduated.
Thank you, sir. Now may I have my diploma, please?
It isn't ready yet.
Isn't ready?
Frankly, Crosby, we didn't think you'd make it.
Bing, I want to tell you that was very nostalgic. Folks, whether you're traveling down the old Ox Road or living in a Park Avenue penthouse now, you'll find it pays to buy quality entertainment at your Philco dealer. Take table radios, for instance. If you want the all-time tops in mellow tone and powerhouse performance, just drop in at your dealer and say, Philco. That's the magic word that gets you the most for your money every time. Those new Philcos are as stylish as a spring outfit, eye-catching as an Easter bonnet. And you can't ask for any kind of radio feature you won't find on one of these Philco table models. Static-free FM, shortwave, push-button tuning, name it, and you can have it at a price that spells value but solid.
Yes, shopping at your Philco dealer pays off in radio values you can't duplicate elsewhere in a blue moon. And best of all, you take no gamble on quality when you buy a table radio made by the world's largest radio manufacturer. Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Here's one of the great spirituals, very suitable for this time of the year, the Gonzaga Glee Club.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Thank you, gentlemen, and good night, folks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Collins and the Bears, and Bing Guest, Rudy Valley, and Walter O'Keefe. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest value in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.